Easter threats against Christians reveal a grim trend in Indonesia. Believers are beginning to flee the violence in Libya, and Russia's law on extremism continues to baffle. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A dangerous trend revealed itself in the Easter bombing attempt at a church in Jakarta, Indonesia. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says animosity toward Christians isn't new, but targeting native Indonesians is. They've also noted a corresponding development that could be real trouble in the near future: government persecution.
It's one thing when there are criminals and lawbreakers who make trouble. It's another thing when it is the law that's making trouble. And that's what we've seen sort of a shift to. And again, it's not everywhere in Indonesia, but it has become more and more common in the stories that we're reporting of persecution there.
Despite the threats, the churches were packed over Holy Week.
The good news is that the gospel continues to spread. And even in the stories about the potential bomb attack over Easter, many of the comments from the Christians were, church is where we want to be on Easter, and if there's a risk, there's a risk.
Elsewhere, the fight in Libya is still far from over. Sources say that President Gaddafi's troops have been firing rockets at the city of Misrata. Violence has restricted much-needed aid from coming into the port. In the meantime, rebels took over the border post to Tunisia. Now, hundreds of refugees are pouring into Tunisia and elsewhere. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says that number includes Christians.
We know of two congregations in Libya which are no longer meeting. Their members, who were from other Arab nations, have left the country in the wake of the violence there.
DeYoung adds,
the few Libyan believers seem afraid to meet except in secret.
Pray for the safety of these remaining believers. Rights groups report that hundreds of civilians have been killed already. As other Libyans search for answers in this chaotic nightmare, pray that believers would have the discernment to know when to share the hope they have. You're listening to Mission Network News. 9 years ago, Russia joined the war on terror with a sweeping law on extremism. But it was written too broadly and there wasn't a clear definition of an extremist. Then, a Jehovah's Witness, charged under the law, was acquitted this month in a surprise verdict, according to Forum 18 News. That added more confusion. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
I think you're seeing a lot of sighs of relief that the acquittal came through, but I think a lot of human rights groups and religious groups are concerned about the broader application of this law on extremism. Could we see it being applied to evangelical Christians?
No one has any answers to these questions right now, and the uncertainty is nerve-wracking. Ministries like SGA are moving carefully. Griffith says the only recourse right now is
pray that the gospel will not be hindered. Pray for churches that they would be protected from being lumped in with these kinds of extremists.
Pray wisdom for the leadership. Also,
pray that this law would be interpreted rightly, that it would indeed be something that would be applied and defined correctly as a true extremist group.
Next, two churches in northwest India risk demolition due to a legal quagmire over land. The churches, both served by Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries, were given eviction notices earlier this month. The churches and surrounding homes were told their land actually belongs to the government, even though they may have been there for 30 years. Shutting down these churches would interrupt what are consistently two very fruitful ministries. Pray. And many Arabic women have been historically mistreated. Well, after the Lebanese Civil War, many girls were especially in need. The Beirut Free Evangelical Church, connected to the Evangelical Free Church of America, took up the challenge of building a girls' home right then. 15 years later, the home is a safe haven to 10 at-risk girls and has a long waiting list. The girls get an education, an array of friends, a new life, and the hope of Christ. Help with the various needs at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's now offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828, today's the last day, or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.